Let's then marvel at God's power, appreciate it, and worship it. Let's ask Jews, let's ask Greeks, who managed to persuade the entire world to abandon their ancestors' practices and convert to a different way of life. Was it the fisherman or the tent maker, the tax collector or the uneducated and ignorant? And how could this logically occur if it weren't for the divine power achieving everything through them? And what did they say to convince people? Be baptized in the name of the crucified. About what kind of man? One they had never seen or met. But still, by stating and preaching these things, they managed to convince them that the entities providing them with revelations, whom they had learned about from their ancestors, weren't actually gods. While this Christ, the one who was nailed to the cross, attracted them all to himself. And though it was widely known that he was indeed crucified and buried, only a few saw him rise again. But they managed to convince even those who hadn't witnessed this, and not only that he rose again, but that he also ascended into heaven, and will return to judge the living and the dead. So where did the persuasive power of these statements come from? From nothing else but God's power. For initially, any change was objectionable to everyone. But when you change such fundamental things, the matter becomes even more serious. When you uproot the foundations of ancient tradition, when you uproot laws. And in addition to all of this, the messengers themselves did not seem credible, as they were both from a nation despised by all and were fearful and ignorant. How then did they conquer the world? How did they manage to oust you, your ancestors, and those who were considered philosophers, along with their supposed gods? Isn't it obvious that it was because they had God on their side? Because these outcomes are not of human doing, but of some divine, inexplicable power. No, someone might argue, it was witchcraft. Then the power of demons should have grown, and the worship of idols should have expanded. So how come they have been overthrown and disappeared while our teachings have spread? This makes it quite clear that what happened was God's decree, not only evident from the preaching, but also from the way of life it embodies. When have we seen such widespread commitment to celibacy across the world? When have we seen such disregard for wealth and life and everything else? Because those who were evil and practiced witchcraft would have promoted nothing like this, but rather the opposite in all respects. Yet these teachings introduced among us the life of angels, and not only introduced, but established it in our own country, in foreign lands, even in the far reaches of the earth. This clearly demonstrates that it was Christ's power that accomplished everything everywhere, shining everywhere, illuminating people's hearts faster than any lightning. Considering all these things and acknowledging what has been achieved as clear evidence of the future promises, join us in worshipping the unbeatable strength of the crucified so that you may avoid unbearable punishments and acquire the eternal kingdom, which we all hope to share in through the grace and love for humanity shown by our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom should be given glory in perpetuity. Amen.